This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are your home for the NFL in Atlanta.
And the home for our Falcons, Hawks, and Atlanta United.
Knocked down, it's gone!
WCGC Atlanta and WCGC HD1. Always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. It's a Friday on the Hometown Take, and we are having a good old time. We will have a good old time for this hour we are together. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to you. I know the vibes. Well, actually, I don't know the vibes of being a first responder. I do know the vibes of my people that's already at work or on their way to work. Salute to y'all as well. Shout out to all my early gym goers as well, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to my people listening in the bed right now. Got the last couple of moments of rest or sleep or relaxation going before you got to get up and get your Friday started. And if you got to go ahead and get up, that alarm's going off, you ain't got it, just give yourselves a couple of pats and keep it moving. Get up. Go ahead and get your day started off right. Don't be late to nothing. But shout out to everybody tuned in right now. Obviously, we're going to be talking some Atlanta Falcons football, and that's what we're going to start with. But we're going to touch on the Hawks, Atlanta United. Hawks got a big win last night in Mexico City. Atlanta United, another winner-take-all game for them on Sunday. And obviously, the Falcons trying to get back on the winning side of things Sunday as well. So that is where we will begin, of course. Falcons, Cardinals on Sunday. The Falcons headed out to the desert to take on the Arizona Cardinals. And look, we talked a lot about it yesterday. And I really just want to see this team offensively get back to basics. Just get back to basics. We've heard Arthur Smith talk about how he felt like at times he's gotten too cute in the red zone when it comes to play calling. We've heard Arthur Smith talk about, you know, how he wants to have the ball distributed and try and get the ball in everybody's hands and whatnot. But I really just want to see this team offensively get back to basics. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to outsmart the Cardinals. I mean, to a degree, of course, you want to do that. But the Arizona Cardinals, while they are getting Kyler Murray back, Kyler Murray doesn't play defense, and this defense of the Arizona Cardinals, not great. Not great at all. They have the 26th ranked run defense. So we should be able, hopefully, to run all over them. This should hopefully be a get-right game for the offensive line. Just let the big fellas move forward, hit some people, get themselves in a nice rhythm, get themselves some confidence moving forward, and just impose your will on the Cardinals on Sunday. Just get in there and hit them in the mouth, push forward with Tyler Algier, Bijan Robinson, and run the ball down their throats. Establish the run early on in the game. Taylor Heineke won't have to do too much. Some simple play action, bootlegs, maybe take a couple of deep shots. I mean, let's just not make it that difficult for us. Let's just keep it simple. Go out there and get a win against a team that we should get a win against a team that we are better than. How about that? I think we can do that offensively. And speaking of which, Arthur Smith talking to the media yesterday. Actually, don't want to go there quite yet, because Arthur Smith, I want to really let you hear him talk about how the defense of Arizona. Actually, I do want you to hear from Arthur Smith, because he talked about how Arizona's defense will match up with the Falcons' offense. So while we're on the topic of offensive discussion, before we get to the defense, I do want to let you hear from Arthur Smith talk about the offensive side of the football. Here's what Arthur Smith had to say when talking about Arizona's defense versus the Falcons' offense and how he think it'll match up on Sunday.
And defensively, they, you know, present a lot of unique challenges. They've got a really good third down package, a lot of different looks they throw at you. You know, in the run game, you see a lot of multiple fronts. You know, the middle part of that defense, especially on the back end with starting by Budavaker, it's a salty group, and you know, they try to give you different looks, and like I said, they'll throw different things at us. I'm sure to try to knock us off track, and things that have hurt us, I'm sure we'll come back up. We got to fix that as well.
That's right. Definitely got to fix the turnovers. Obviously don't want to have any more fumbles out of Bijan or anybody, for that matter. And speaking of that, Taylor Heinicke actually talked about this week, talking to the media. He talked about how he's really focused on cleaning up mistakes and cleaning up turnovers, and how the team overall is focused on cleaning up mistakes and turnovers. Obviously, Heinicke had the interception last week. Bijan had the fumble. And Chris Lindstrom had the pretty bad false start call when Lorenzo Carter recovers a fumble, gets you to the one-yard line. Then Chris Lindstrom has a false start that backs you up, and that kind of throws the whole operation, whole red zone operation out of whack. So there's a lot of room for cleaning up mistakes, cleaning up turnovers, and Taylor Heinicke talked about that this week to the media.
Yeah, we've been doing that. We've been trying to do that for the last several weeks. Again, we feel like there's been a number of games where we feel like we had it, but whether it's turnovers or penalties, kind of self-inflicting wounds that have kind of cost us games. That's not to take away from what the other team has done. You know, they deserve to win, but we feel like if we clean some things up, we have a better percentage chance of winning. So I think every week is a week to get better for yourself, self-reflection, trying to work on things that you see you didn't do well in the previous game. But again, obviously we're playing Arizona too, so there's definitely a balance there.
And Heinicke's absolutely right, because look, these past couple of games that you've dropped, you've had chances to win. And whether it's fumbles, interceptions, penalties, you have taken opportunities away from yourself. And that goes back to my overarching point when we're talking about the offense of keep it simple. You don't have to do too much to be successful. You've shown that. You don't have to run trick play after trick play, flea flicker, then Jonnu Smith pass to Mike Hope. You don't have to run that to be successful. You have playmakers, and you have players who are very good. And as long as you put the ball in their hands and they don't make a mistake, like Bijan Robinson fumbling on a big run, Taylor Heinicke obviously throwing interceptions, Chris Lindstrom not having a false start on the one-yard line. As long as you take away those things, you feel like you're going to score a lot more points. I mean, you just take away the self-inflicted wounds and the self-inflicted things themselves. You ain't got to get too fancy. You were scoring and moving the ball before trying to get fancy. So let's just keep it simple offensively. Again, against the 26th ranked run defense, and I think defense overall, they're like 28th or something like that. So against a poor defense, keep it simple, establish the run, impose your will on this Cardinals defense, get after them, and just go score the football. Plain and easy. You don't got to – look, I know Arthur Smith, before the season started, talked about, you want the football to look good, want to look excited. Look, this week I don't care. Make it be boring. If it needs to be boring, let it be boring. It's fine. It'll be fun because we're scoring points. So if you got to hand the ball to Tyler Algier every time or Bijan Robinson every time because it's just working, just keep doing that. Just keep at it. So, again, for me, just keep it simple. Take what the defense gives you and don't try to do too much out there offensively. And limit the mistakes, limit the turnovers, limit the penalties like Taylor Heinicke talked about. We'll be just fine. Because, again, this team is not better than us. Especially defensively, we should be able to move up and down the field pretty easily, I feel like. Yes, they have Buda Baker, but that's just one dude, and he's not going to stop this whole entire Falcons offense. So for me, that's the main key offensively. Defensively, you have to tackle well. Can't miss tackles. Got to clean that up. Had a couple busted coverages last week in the secondary. That has to obviously get cleaned up. And then for Kyler Murray, you got to keep that dude contained. Contain him in the pocket. Don't let this guy get outside the pocket. Look, coming off the ACL injury, is going to be his first game since last December. I'm not sure how much he's going to want to run, but I mean, he should be 100%. I'm not sure how rusty he'll be. There probably will be some rust he has to shake off. Now, if that takes him the whole game or a half or a quarter to shake off, that remains to be seen. But keep Kyler Murray in the pocket. Do not let him get outside the pocket, extend plays with his legs, or make plays with his legs by scrambling. Don't let him do what Josh Dobbs did to you last Sunday. Don't let that happen. And Arthur Smith actually also talked about facing Kyler Murray, and here's what Arthur Smith had to say when talking about facing the former number one overall pick.
I mean, I expect him to try to, like I said, play to his strengths, right? Move the pocket, let him get out there a little bit, let him be able to see it, use his skills to the advantage of their offense. They got a fast receivers, and play to his strengths and get something going. I mean, and probably try to exploit things other people have tried, and that's our job to fix it. So I'm sure it'll be very similar, right? Try to stay ahead of the downs, move the launch point, take their shots when they can get them, see if they can get a lead, and play into their hands where they can play a shell coverage and shorten the game. I bet that would be close to their game plan.
Yeah, that's good analysis there from Arthur Smith for sure. Going to try and shorten the game as much as they can, like you said, with shell coverage, and we'll see if they're able to do it. But again, speaking about Kyler Murray, containing him, and what Arizona might try to do offensively, one thing they're definitely going to try to do, they're going to test the Falcons' tackling. I guarantee you they are going to try and test the Falcons' tackling, and Arthur Smith believes as much as well. He talked about with the media this week that Arizona, he flat out said it, they're going to try to exploit our missed tackles on quarterbacks with Kyler Murray returning. So I do expect him at times we might see some design quarterback runs where they try to get him out of the pocket and see, hey, are y'all going to keep your outside contained? Are you going to stay true in your rush lanes? Are you going to stay disciplined in that manner? Are you going to be able to tackle Kyler Murray if he gets outside of the pocket? The Arizona Cardinals are going to try and test that, and Arthur Smith talked about that this week.
What showed up last week in terms, I'm sure they'll try to attack, is mobile quarterback, play extensions. And we got to get, there's stuff we've done well during the year. Well, it comes up and it's always a work in progress. So we got to make sure we contain him. He's been dangerous throughout his career. We got to do a better job of tackling in that regard. And we know that he's a weapon. I'm sure they're excited to get him back.
So offensively, keep it simple, stupid. Impose your will on a not very good Arizona Cardinals defense. Let Jake Matthews, Matthew Bergeron, Drew Dahlman, Chris Lindstrom, and Kayla McGarry go out there, hit folks in the mouth early and often, establish the running game, impose your will on them, run all over them with Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson, heck, even CP, because he said he do this ish for real. Let him do that ish, you know what I'm saying? Keep it simple, stupid. Establish the run. Let Taylor Heinicke make a couple throws down the field. Move the ball up and down the field. Score in the red zone. And let your defense play some complimentary football. And for them, obviously they got to make tackles. Keep Kyler Murray contained in the pocket. And let's see if they can create some turnovers as well like they did last week. So we'll see how that goes. We'll talk some more Falcons when we do Grillin' Dylan with your Falcons score predictions. That's coming up in about, 24 minutes. But when we come back in 5 minutes, this team is different, y'all. This team is different. Talk about it in 5 minutes. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios on a Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Don't Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Holding it down until 6 a.m. Talk to the morning shift here in a little bit. I want to hear from you in about 18 minutes too, coming on 17 minutes, because you know what we do on a Friday. You already know what's popping. You know the vibes out here. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear from you all. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah, because we do a little thing called Grillin' Dylan. You can ask me anything you want to. It can be about the Falcons, could be about the Hawks, who we're about to talk about in just a second, because this team is different. It can be about Atlanta United's big game, big match coming up on Sunday as well, or it can be about movies. It can be about music, life, whatever you want to talk about, we can talk about it, and we'll do it in about 17 minutes. Right here on Grillin' Dylan when we do it at 5:40, like we do on every Friday, though. At the end, you got to give me a Falcons score prediction. I need that, too, from you. So you can talk about whatever, but at the end, you got to give me a Falcons score prediction as well. That's the only caveat when it comes to a Friday edition of Grillin' Dylan. All right. This Hawks team, I think they bout something, y'all. I think they bout something. You know what I'm saying? They get a nice win over the Orlando Magic. And you're thinking, nice win over the Orlando Magic, Dylan. They only won by a point. This is true. They only won by a point. But let me tell you this. This Orlando Magic team is not the Orlando Magic of years past. This Orlando Magic team is all right. They're not too shabby coming into last night's game, and I know it's early on in the season. So, you know, records are not necessarily as impressive. But they were 4-3, tied with the Hawks for first place in the Southeast Division. Hawks now have sole possession of first place in the Southeast Division, if you're wondering. They're currently fourth in the NBA standings, just behind, only percentage points behind, the Indiana Pacers for third, who had 6-3, by the way. And they're ahead of the Milwaukee Bucks currently, who are at 5-3. Shout out to the Pacers, actually, because they beat the Bucks last night. But anywho, we'll get more into that in a second. But Hawks beat the Magic 120-119. Now, the Magic did have some injuries last night because, Wendell Carter did not play. Markelle Fultz did play. He was questionable. And I believe they had another injury, too. I'm trying to look at their lineup. There's somebody else missing in there that usually plays. I just can't think of it off the top of my head. But anywho, they did have a couple of injuries last night. So that helped out the Hawks a little bit, especially, of course, not having Wendell Carter. They're nice power forward, stretch four. So that was good. But they had Jalen Suggs. They had Paolo Banchero. They had Franz Wagner. Again, Markelle Fultz. Had Jonathan Isaac. Mo Wagner. Cole Anthony. So they had those dudes out there. But obviously they were missing one big piece. But we had our big piece. And our big piece went off. Trae Young dropped a 40 burger on their head. Had 33 in the first half. He had a big first half. Again, 33 points in the first half. Finished with 41. 5 of 15 from 3. 12 of 27 from the field. 4 rebounds. 8 assists for Trae Young. And really, the whole starting lineup had a good game. Bogey had a good game off the bench, too. But DeAndre Hunter had 12. He went 3-9 from the field. 2 of 5 from 3. Jalen Johnson, really good game. 19 points for Jalen. 7-9 from the field. 2 of 4 from 3. 9 rebounds. Jalen is starting to show why he had such a high ceiling and just why exactly this Hawks team really kept up with him. I mean, dude is starting to not only have good performances, but he's starting to put together consistent good performances. And that's the thing when you get to the NBA. Like, dudes, everybody in the NBA is talented enough, obviously, to be in the NBA. They have talent. Like, they are good, very good basketball players. They're in the best league in the world. They got there for a reason. But what separates the players from the good players, what separates the good players from the really good players, what separates the really good players from the great players, and what separates the great players from the stars, all about consistency. All about consistency. And obviously there's a level of talent there too. I mean, obviously. But there's a bit of a talent gap. But consistency as well. And Jalen Johnson is also starting to show that consistency. He's put together now, really throughout most of this season, consistent performances, double digit in points, good rebounds, efficient shooting, like 7-9 from the field, 2-4 from three. So really, really impressed and really happy with how Jalen Johnson's been playing early on this season. DeJounte Murray, 16 points, 6-15 from the field, 3-7 from three. Obviously a little bit quieter of a night scoring-wise because of Trae Young's big night. Then Bogey at 15 off the bench, 6 of 11 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3 from Bogey. And it was a good win for the Hawks. They had to earn it, though. They had to earn it. They got up, I think, when I was listening to the radio broadcast with Steve Holman, the Hawks were up by, they went up by as much as 12 at one point, last I heard. And then they let Orlando creep back into it. And DeJounte Murray actually hit the go-ahead three to take the lead back late in the game, and the Hawks got the win. But I say this team is different because last year, that's probably a game the Hawks end up losing, unfortunately. Or in years past, 2 years ago, that's a game they end up losing because they get up big, then they just go flat, offense goes dry, can't get much of offense, and then the other team comes back and you just can't find a way to win. That didn't happen. You got out to a lead, and look, obviously the next step is for the Hawks to keep that big lead and to build upon that big lead and to keep teams at bay and to not let teams come back. But to me right now, the important thing is, even though you did let a bigger lead diminish, and even though you let Orlando ultimately come back to take a lead, you kept fighting. And you found a way to beat a team that you should beat. You found a way to win. Good teams find a way to win. Non-play-in teams find a way to win. And that's exactly what the Hawks did last night. Again, like, I'm sure you could agree, last year, 2 years ago, last night is a game the Hawks lose. This year, they are winning those type of games. They are winning these type of games because this isn't the first night. And even though it's a young season, this isn't the first night where they've been faced with a little adversity, they had to fight back or keep a team at bay and win. And we heard Trey talk about it in a game earlier. There was a, I forget the game, but there was a game a little while ago that they said this is a game that they lose. I think it maybe was the Wizards game, or it was maybe the Timberwolves game. I forget. But either way it goes, this team is now winning games that we're starting to see. They wouldn't have won last year, wouldn't have won 2 years ago. This team is different. And I think, obviously, Quinn Snyder is a big, big reason for that. I think this team, including Trae Young, really starting to buy into what Quinn Snyder is preaching to them. And that's most important. If you get buy-in from everybody, including your superstar Trae Young, that's what we need. And that's why you bring in a guy like Quinn Snyder, a guy who the whole team, including Trae Young, respects. Obviously, we saw last year Donovan Mitchell say, hey, you're going to like this dude. And it seems like that is coming to fruition now because, again, this team is playing well, winning games that, again, last year they would have lost. And just feels like this team has a different vibe. So I'm with it. I'm excited. I am very, very optimistic about what the Hawks can do this year. I think they can be a top four seed. I am hoping and expecting this team not to be a play-in team. And yes, I say expecting because, again, you have had now a full offseason with Quinn Snyder. He's got his assistant coaches in. He's been able to implement his system. So now we need to see what you're working with. And we're starting to see it. We're starting to get results. So that is good. So I am very happy that the Hawks got the win last night. And hopefully they can keep it up. Got another division opponent coming up tomorrow as they take on the Miami Heat tomorrow night, 7:30. Of course, you can hear that game right here on 92.9 The Game. Just like you can hear every Hawks game here on 92.9 The Game because we are the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pre-game starts at 7 with Mike Conti. And then you'll hear the game with Steve Holman and Mike as well at 7:30. So that's going to be tomorrow as they take on the Miami Heat. And then they got an in-season tournament. Group play continues when they take on the Detroit Pistons on Tuesday. So, woo, exciting stuff there with the in-season tournament. Okay, real quick, do want to talk about the Atlanta United. I really just want to wish Atlanta United luck on Sunday. They're taking on, obviously, Columbus Crew in Game 3 of a best of 3 in the first round of the MLS playoffs. Winner take home, or winner go home, I should say. Winner take all is what I meant to say. But winner go home, winner take all. I think it's going to be a much closer game than what we saw against what we saw in Game 1 against Columbus, where Atlanta United literally only got one shot off. Not even one shot on goal, one shot overall. I don't think it'll be that same story. Why? You got your best player back, and we saw what you can do with a full squad. We saw what you could do with Thiago Almada, Yorgos Yakimakis, John De Silva not having to come off at halftime because of a yellow card in fear of him getting another yellow card in the second half. We saw what that resulted in. 4 goals and a butt kicking, baby. You know what I'm saying? So I think it'll be different. Will it be tougher? Yes, because you're obviously not going to be at home. You're not going to be in the friendly confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium, because I think that helped too. But you got your best player back. That offense obviously moves and operates much, much differently with Thiago Almada on that pitch. And he's going to be on that pitch on Sunday. And so I think it'll be a much different story than a 2-0 game that we saw in game one, where Atlanta not only got one shot off. It's not going to be that. So hopefully Atlanta United can get the dub on Sunday. You can listen to that game, by the way, on Star 94. Pre-game going to start at 6:30. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore with the Five Stripes Countdown. Kick shortly after 7. And that's going to be on Star 94 again, because obviously the Cardinals and Falcons play at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock kick for the Falcons this week, since they're out in the desert. So that game on Star 94 if you want to hear Atlanta United on Sunday. Again, shouldn't be much crossover. The Falcons game should be ending just about the time Atlanta United starts. So no excuses. You can root on both the Falcons and the Cardinals. And by the way, if you want to talk about the Falcons and or Cardinals in about 5 minutes, we can do that too, because coming up next is Grillin' Dylan. Whatever you want to talk about, movies, music, life, sports, don't matter. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. But I just need a Falcons score prediction at the end, since it's a Friday. Grillin' Dylan coming up at 5 right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kids Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Key Studios on a Friday. Final full segment for the week, and we going to finish strong, baby. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early and late night limo drivers out there as well listening. I know I got at least one. Shout out to my dude who called in. I believe it actually might have been last Friday or Monday. Might have been actually Monday. Anywho, shout out to y'all. Shout out to all my first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to y'all. Shout out to all my early gym goers out there getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Salute to you. Salute to all my people already at work or on their way to work. I'm right here with you. I know the vibes. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well, because I know you're out there. Go ahead and get up if you got to get up. Don't be late. Go ahead and get up if you got to get to work or wherever you got to be at early this morning. All right, 404-726-0929 is the number. I realize I wanted you guys to call and didn't give out the number before I went to break. That's rookie mistake of me. But 404-726-0929 is the number, because you know we about to get into some Grillin' Dylan here in just a second. Whatever you want to talk about, it don't matter. It could be about movies, it could be about sports, it could be about life. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929 is the number. But, you know, on a Friday, I need your Falcons score prediction at the end of whatever you're telling me. But let's go ahead and get it done. Let's get into some Grillin' Dylan.
Now's the time to say it.
Hi. I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
All right. We're going to head out to the phone lines here in just a moment. But 404-726-0929 is the number to call in. And I do want to say, for anybody that's wondering, just a quick preview for the weekend. I'm going out. It's some of my teammates that I'm teaming up with as far as our basketball league goes, or our rec league that I signed up for. I told you guys about a while ago. I gave you an update. The league actually starts sometime this month, I think in the next couple weeks or so. So a couple teammates are hopefully getting together tomorrow. We're going to hoop a little bit, try to get some team chemistry down, you know what I'm saying, as I start to come out of retirement. But anywho, 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and go out to the phone lines. And I shouted him out, and guess what? He's showing love back. Kevin, the limo driver. He's the reason I added. Shout out to all the limo drivers out there. He's the reason I added that to my spiel when I first start the show. Let's go out to Kevin, who's driving the limo. Kevin, good morning to you, man. How's the limo driving going for you this morning, brother?
The limo driving is going good. Late night, early mornings out here being safe on the road.
I love it.
We're still out here listening to you.
Hey,
love listening to you in the morning. I love you. The energy that you bring helps me out.
I appreciate it, man. You know, got to bring the energy for my overnighters out there, man. Got to help keep us awake, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But what I wanted to get into is I want to know I got a little bit of a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Watching Arthur Smith kind of like explain himself, and I can tell that mama, daddy, or somebody said, hey, Arthur, you're not Bill Belichick, and you can't have that funky attitude when you're talking to the media.
Yeah, you got
to
get a grip.
And somebody had a hard conversation with him because he had straightened up his pants and put on his big boy britches, and he was taking his medicine. So I can appreciate him being a man, but I think mama, daddy, maybe Papa McKay, or, you know, Papa Arthur had a little conversation. Hey, you got to tighten up. And, that's what I'm grilling you about today. I just want to know whether you took as much pleasure in watching that and hearing that as I did. Hopefully they win, but at least he ate a little crow and accepted some accountability.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Kevin. He definitely ate a couple pieces. I think it was more than one, to Kevin's point, but he definitely probably ate a couple pieces of humble pie. And look, I'm glad he toned it down. I'm not going to say pleasure is the word for me, but I am glad, to Kevin's point, that he toned it down, because again, it's not how you, and the Steakhouse and the Morning Shift, they've all talked about, all the shows have talked about it. Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, John Chuckery, they've all talked about it. Like, that's not how you win when it comes to the media and everybody. Like, that's not how you win or get the job done. Like, that's just not how you should necessarily operate. That's just not how you should do it. Like, coming at Kurt Warner the way he did, and, you know, I don't think that was the right way to go about it. Like, it just, so I'm glad he is toned it down a little bit. And look, if you ain't winning, you definitely got to tone it down. You know, you may or may not be able to get away with it when you're winning, but definitely when you're not winning, you definitely got to tone it down. And Arthur Smith did. So I'm glad he settled down and, you know, is now holding back on the, you know, kind of snarky comments, or, you know, the smart alecky responses a little bit. But look, you know, it be like that sometimes. But I am glad, to Kevin's point, and to answer Kevin's question, I'm glad he has toned it down. But yeah, somebody definitely gave him a chat. I don't know who it was. Somebody gave him a chat, though, and he had to eat a couple pieces of humble pie. All right, quickly, let's head out to my man Skip, riding around in the ATL. Skip, what's going on with you, brother, man?
What's going on, Dylan? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Skip. How you doing this morning, my guy?
Hey, man, I'm riding around. You know I got to get it in myself.
That's right.
Look, man, I'm gonna tell you about this for the Falcons, man. I went back to the first two games, and then I looked at the last couple of games, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody's right. Arthur's trying to get a little cute. But in the first two games, man, he was spreading the ball around, running with BJ, and, you know, everybody, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, what it is that he coached in Tennessee, you see that you got a battle ram in Cordell Patterson.
Yeah.
Anytime you get anytime you do a short yardage or get inside the 5-yard line, Cordell is your man. Algier is okay. Bijan is okay. But I think the lead on Carter with Robinson, because everybody know he's an outside runner. So that's how come the last two games everybody been, you know, getting him on the outside.
Yeah.
Algier is okay in the middle, but you got a battle ram that like McCoy from Tennessee, the running back.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Cordell Patterson.
Yeah.
Yeah, you use him within the 5 yard line, that's automatic touchdown. You know what I'm saying?
Cause
because see, think about it right quick, Dylan. If you use all your stars, you're talking about your three running backs plus your tight end and your wide receiver, that's 35 points right there. If everybody gets a touch the ball in the end zone, that's 35 points automatic every week. And also, this Sunday, what the defensive coordinator need to do, they need to put a spy on Murray.
Yeah.
If you put a spy on Murray, you'll stop Arizona, same thing that they should have done.
Good point.
When Dobbs came and put a spy. When Dobbs ran wild the first time, it's okay, wait, he's running wild, we need to put a spy on him.
Yeah.
You put a spy on Kyler Murray, man, you'll do some things, but if Arthur can just say, hey, I got me a touchdown, man, and Cordell Patterson. I saw Cordell Patterson, just like your boy from New Orleans, that came from Detroit, Williams.
Oh, yeah, Jamal Williams. Yeah, Jamal Williams.
Yeah, that's all. Hey, you let Bijan and Tyler just do their thing. If they get to the 5 yard line, okay, we know it's Cordell Patterson time. Plus,
right,
you got your big boys. And so, also one more thing: if you get inside the 5 yard, you want to throw it up. I understand you got some tall receivers. Put them on the same side or something.
Yeah.
Somebody can jump up and get it. But that's right, the time. Falcons score, I'm looking at 31-16.
I love it. I love it. I appreciate you, Skip. You have a great rest of your day, brother. And we're going to go ahead and talk to the morning shift here. But look, to Skip's point, look, Tyler Allgeier, Arthur Smith has said he thinks he's one of the best short yard backs in the league. Cordell Patterson, like he said, he do this ish. He ain't say ish, though, but, you know, I got to say ish. But he said he do this ish for real. So, hey, let him do that if he do it then. And look, we know what Cordell Patterson can do in the running game. He carried this team a couple of years ago when we talk about the running game. So, I'm with you, Skip. And as far as the red zone goes, just don't get too cute. Like Skip said, hand off to Allgeier, hand it off to CP. And Bijan can run in between the tackles, but I think he needs a little bit more patience when it comes to running in between the tackles as well. But that'll come over time. And look, hopefully we can find Drake London, who'll be back, Kyle Pitts as well. So we'll see. But all right, before we get too crazily out of hand, and Alex, I'm sorry I couldn't get to you, brother. We'll hopefully talk to you on Monday. But we'll get to the morning shift because Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson, they're ready to chop it up here, and we'll get to them right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Key Studios on a Friday. Final full segment for the week. And we going to finish strong, baby. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early and late night limo drivers out there as well listening. I know I got at least one. Shout out to my dude who called in. I believe it actually might have been last Friday or Monday. Might have been actually Monday. Anywho, shout out to y'all. Shout out to all my first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Salute to y'all. Shout out to all my early gym goers out there getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Salute to you. Salute to all my people already at work or on their way to work. I'm right here with you. I know the vibes. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well, because I know you're out there. Go ahead and get up if you got to get up. Don't be late. Go ahead and get up if you got to get to work or wherever you got to be at early this morning. All right, 404-726-0929 is the number. I realize I wanted you guys to call and didn't give out the number before I went to break. That's rookie mistake of me. But 404-726-0929 is the number, because you know we about to get into some grilling Dylan here in just a second. Whatever you want to talk about, it don't matter. It could be about movies, it could be about sports, it could be about life. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929 is the number. But, you know, on a Friday, I need your Falcons score prediction at the end of whatever you're telling me. But let's go ahead and get it done. Let's get into some grilling Dylan.
Now's the time to say it.
Hi. I just want to talk about one thing.
This is grilling Dylan on the Hometown Take.
All right. We're going to head out to the phone lines here in just a moment. But 404-726-0929 is the number to call in. And I do want to say, for anybody that's wondering, just a quick preview for the weekend. I'm going out. Some of my teammates that I'm teaming up with, as far as our basketball league goes, or our rec league that I signed up for. I told you guys about a while ago. I gave you an update. The league actually starts sometime this month, I think in the next couple weeks or so. So a couple teammates are hopefully getting together tomorrow. We go hoop a little bit, try to get some team chemistry down, you know what I'm saying, as I start to come out of retirement. But anywho, 404-726-0929. Let's go ahead and go out to the phone lines. And I shouted him out, and guess what? He's showing love back. Kevin, the limo driver, he's the reason I added. Shout out to all the limo drivers out there. He's the reason I added that to my spiel when I first start the show. Let's go out to Kevin, who's driving the limo. Kevin, good morning to you, man. How's the limo driving going for you this morning, brother?
The limo driving is going good. Late night, early mornings out here being safe on the road.
I love it.
We're still out here listening to you.
Hey,
love listening to you in the morning. I love you. The energy that you bring helps me out.
I appreciate it, man. You know, got to bring the energy for my overnighters out there, man. Got to help keep us awake, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But what I wanted to get into is I want to know I got a little bit of a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
Watching Arthur Smith kind of like explain himself, and I can tell that mama, daddy, or somebody said, "Hey, Arthur, you're not Bill Belichick, and you can't have that funky attitude when you're talking to the media."
Yeah, you got to get a grip.
And somebody had a hard conversation with him because
he had straightened up his pants and put on his big boy britches, and he was taking his medicine. So I can appreciate him being a man, but I think, you know, I think Mama, Daddy, maybe Papa McKay, or, you know, Papa Arthur had a little conversation. Hey, you got to tighten up. And, yeah, that's what I'm grilling you about today. I just want to know whether you took as much pleasure in watching that and hearing that as I did. Hopefully they win, but at least he ate a little crow and accepted some accountability.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Kevin. He definitely ate a couple pieces. I think it was more than one, to Kevin's point, but he definitely probably ate a couple pieces of humble pie. And look, I'm not I'm glad he toned it down. I'm not going to say pleasure is the word for me, but I am glad, to Kevin's point, that he toned it down. Because, again, it's not how you – and the Steakhouse and the Morning Shift, they've all talked about – all the shows have talked about it. Andy and Randy, Dukes and Bell, John Chuckery, they've all talked about it. Like, that's not how you win when it comes to the media and everybody. Like, that's not how you win or get the job done. Like, that's just not how you should necessarily operate. That's just not how you should do it. Like, coming at Kurt Warner the way he did and – you know, I don't think that was the right way to go about it. Like, it just, so I'm glad he is toned it down a little bit. And look, if you ain't winning, you definitely got to tone it down. You know, you may or may not be able to get away with it when you're winning, but definitely when you're not winning, you definitely got to tone it down. And Arthur Smith did. So I'm glad he settled down and, you know, is now holding back on the, you know, kind of snarky comments or, you know, the smart alecky responses a little bit. But look, you know, it be like that sometimes. But I am glad, to Kevin's point, and to answer Kevin's question, I'm glad he has toned it down. But yeah, somebody definitely gave him a chat. I don't know who it was. Somebody gave him a chat, though, and he had to eat a couple pieces of humble pie. All right, quickly, let's head out to my man Skip, riding around in the ATL. Skip, what's going on with your brother, man?
What's going on, Dylan? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, Skip. How you doing this morning, my guy?
Hey, man, I'm riding around. You know I got to get it in myself.
Hey, that's right. Driver. That's right.
Look, man, I'm gonna tell you about this for the Falcons, man. What I went back to the first two games, and then I looked at the last couple of games, man. Uh-huh. You know, everybody's right. Arthur's trying to get a little cute. But in the first two games, man, he was spreading the ball around, running with BJ, and, you know, everybody, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, what it is that he coached in Tennessee, you see that you got a batter-ram in Cordell Patterson.
Yeah.
Anytime you get in top end, anytime you do a short yardage or get inside the five-yard line, Cordell is your man. Algier is okay. Bijan is okay. But I think the lead on Carter with Robinson because everybody know he's an outside runner. So that's how come the last two games everybody been, you know, getting him on the outside. Yeah. Algier is okay in the middle, but you got a batter-ram that like McCoy from Tennessee, the running back.
Yeah, Derrick Henry.
Cordell Patterson.
Yeah.
Yeah. You use him within the 5-yard line, that's automatic touchdown. You know what I'm saying?
Cause
Because you think about it right quick, Dylan. If you use all your stars, you're talking about your three running backs plus your tight end and your wide receiver, that's 35 points right there. If everybody gets a touch ball in the end zone, that's 35 points automatic every week. And also, this Sunday, what the defensive coordinator need to do, they need to put a spy on Murray.
Yeah.
If you put a spy on Murray, you'll stop Arizona. Same thing that they should have done.
Good point.
When Dobbs came and put a spy. When Dobbs ran wild the first time, it's okay, wait, he's running wild, we need to put a spy on him.
Yeah.
You put a spy on Kyler Murray, man, you'll do some things, but if Arthur can just say, hey, I got me a touchdown, man, in Cordell Patterson. I saw Cordell Patterson just like your boy from New Orleans that came from Detroit, Williams.
Oh, that's yeah, Jamal Williams. Yeah, Jamal Williams.
Yeah, that's all. Hey, you let Bijan and Tyler just do their thing. If they get to the 5-yard line, okay, we know it's Cordell Patterson time. Plus,
right,
you got your big boys. And so, also, one more thing. If you get inside the 5-yard, you want to throw it up. I understand you got some tall receivers. Put them on the same side or something.
Yeah.
Somebody can jump up and get it. But that's right. The time. Falcons score, I'm looking at 31-16. Falcons.
I love it. I appreciate you, Skip. You have a great rest of your day, brother. And we're going to go ahead and talk to the Morning Shift here. But look, to Skip's point, look, Tyler Allgeier, Arthur Smith has said he thinks he's one of the best short yard backs in the league. Cordell Patterson, like he said, he do this ish. He ain't say ish, though, but, you know, I got to say ish. But he said he do this ish for real. So, hey, let him do that if he do it then. And, look, we know what Cordell Patterson can do in the running game. He carried this team a couple of years ago when we talk about the running game. So, I'm with you, Skip. And as far as the red zone goes, just don't get too cute. Like Skip said, hand off to Allgeier, hand it off to CP. And Bijan can run in between the tackles, but I think he needs a little bit more patience when it comes to running in between the tackles as well. But that'll come over time. And look, hopefully we can find Drake London, who'll be back, Kyle Pitts as well. So we'll see. But all right, before we get too crazily out of hand, and Alex, I'm sorry I couldn't get to you, brother. We'll hopefully talk to you on Monday. But we'll get to the morning shift because Rob Tribble, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson, they're ready to chop it up here, and we'll get to them right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.